Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I'm a meditation teacher who shares a different meditation technique every day, customized around a weekly theme. And in today's meditation, which is episode 631, we continue with our meditation theme this week, which is all about resilience, finding and cultivating your inner strength to overcome life challenges. And this is the final episode in this 7-part meditation series. You can head over to sipandom.com. That's my website. And there you'll find the podcast episodes, and you'll find this weekly resilience meditation series. And you can find all the meditation techniques that we've explored throughout the entire week. And these are techniques that you can do whether you're seated meditating in your favorite meditation spot, or you might be walking, you might be commuting to work, washing your dishes, you might be driving in rush hour traffic, listening to this. Wherever you are on your meditation journey, it's all good. If you simply listen to the meditations, as many of you tell me you do, that's fantastic. You are welcome, and you're going to get to the point where you want to settle yourself down in a chair or on the floor, on the end of your bed, somewhere comfortable, on a rock by a lake or river, on the beach, and you're going to want to connect to your inner stillness. You'll just naturally want to do this. But I want you to know that many of you are longtime meditators. You've meditated with me since I started this podcast 1.5 years ago, and I've watched you evolve on your journey. You've reached out and shared your journey with me and in our private Facebook group, which you are welcome to join. It's absolutely free. It goes along with this podcast. And you can simply send me a message on my Facebook page for Sip and Elm. Just message me and say, hey, please add me to your group. Or you can find me there on my website. So it's probably easier just to Facebook message me if you're listening to me on your phone. And just join in. And we do different meditation challenges customized around the theme. I offer you at least one daily piece of inspiration customized around the weekly theme, answer your questions, connect mostly with other meditators from around the world who listen to the meditations just like you do. Well, I always end a meditation series with a walking meditation because I like to reward you for all the hard work you've done throughout the week. We can get kind of intense as we focus on these different themes and you overcome challenges and navigate change and cultivate joy and happiness and all the things we do together. So on Saturdays, I encourage you, you can listen to this anytime you want, these meditations. You don't have to follow any sequence when you listen to them. But if you do follow the sequence with me, it may be a Saturday and you may be out getting to ready to do your walking meditation. Now, we always start our walking meditation in the same way we begin our seated meditation. And that is with you standing still. The hardest position in yoga. Many of you will agree if you do yoga, is standing firmly on your own 2 feet. You might be able to lean and stretch beautifully into a pose and hold it gracefully or do some athletic type of yoga pose. But finding your center, the right place as you stand still on your own 2 feet, takes a little bit of shifting, of noticing, of becoming aware. It's the same way when you begin your meditation. We sit, or in this case, stand, and find our stillness, our inner stillness. We transition from whatever we were doing in our day, the frustrations, the drama, all the different distractions that we all face each day. We transition to a state of stillness. Now, you can do this meditation whether you're seated or walking, and maybe you can't get outside. And in that case, that's fine. You can do the meditation inside, but I encourage you to open a window if you do the meditation inside. For myself, I'm outside and it's nighttime. And it's a cold, crisp night here in Florida where I live. And there are so many bright stars. It's very clear. And I live backed up against some woods. And so we don't have a lot of lights from the city. And so I can see the stars pretty clearly. And they are beautiful. So wherever you happen to be doing this walking meditation, stand still and begin to relax the different areas of your body. Close your eyes gently and keep them uplifted. This keeps your thoughts uplifted. Relax your face and your jaw. Soften your neck. Relax your throat. Relax your shoulders and your spine. Feel the tension drain down your spine. Feel it dissipate around you. Relax your chest and your arms. Relax your hands at your side. Relax your stomach and let it hang out so you can oxygenate your entire body, often referred to as the belly breath. It's where you feel your abdomen expand as you inhale. This oxygenates all your body cells. And as you exhale, you feel it contract and sink back downward. Doesn't that feel so much better to breathe with your stomach just hanging out loosely? Relax your hips and your thighs. Relax your knees. Relax your calves. And your feet. Beautiful. How do you feel? Scan your body. Notice any additional tension. You might not completely be able to release it. That's okay. It's good to notice it and to work with it. Know that you can still do what you want to do, even if you have tension. It doesn't have to be perfect. Just do what you can. Now you can open your eyes. If you're seated, you can keep them closed and you can visualize yourself beginning a walk in your favorite location. For you, if you're doing this walking meditation outside, take a look around you. Start to see resilience in nature. Or maybe you're in a city. Wherever you are, look for resilience. Do you see it on people's faces around you? Or maybe you notice it in the strength of a wave or the ripple of a creek or lake. or the strong roots of a tree. Notice your breath. Allow yourself to breathe naturally. This is a meditation for your spiritual health and wellness rather than your physical fitness. So go at a gentle pace. You can look for strength and resilience even in seemingly delicate nature buildings around you. And as you look around you at resilience, think about how your environment was shaped by the different challenges, the forces of nature. Nature, even the buildings, if you're in the city, were likely reinforced for strength, especially if you live in an earthquake zone. They're reinforced for strength. What are the challenges you may be experiencing that are shaping you right now to give you this inner resilience and strength? Continue your walk, enjoying this beautiful time you're giving yourself as you consider the forces that have shaped your life and that are shaping it now to help you build inner resilience. And as always, you are so worth slowing down for. After this meditation, I encourage you to sit quietly, write in a journal, have some tea, reflect on your reflections as you did your meditation. I can't wait to share a brand new series with you tomorrow.